when you buy a forward contract on one asset or another asset, it's as if you're borrowing money at a certain rate of interest. Or if you were to sell the forward contract on different assets, it's as if you were lending money at a certain rate of interest. If the market is pricing things correctly, it shouldn't matter whether you borrowed in one market or borrowed in another. It should give you the same rate of interest. Otherwise, there might be kind of a riskless arbitrage opportunity in borrowing across the two markets. So you would expect the implied repo rates in each of those markets to be the same. My favorite way of thinking about the price of a forward contract is actually not to think of it in those terms, not to think of it in terms of the forward price, but actually think of it in terms of the implied repo rate. That tells me more about what's going on than this does. Because then I can quickly compare across different forwards. Across different markets, I can look at the same forward contract over time, and I might find that the implied repo rate is higher for longer-term forwards than shorter-term forwards. That's not an inconsistency, because term structure of interest rates doesn't have to be flat. It can be upward sloping. So it could be that implied repo rate for longer-term forward contracts are higher than implied repo rates for shorter-term contracts. But across markets over the same time period, you should find implied repo rates are the same. When we come to options, we make the same argument. If you look at otherwise identical options maturing at the same point in time on the same underlying asset, but where the strike prices are different, we'll say that the Black-Scholes implied volatility should be the same. I won't talk more about that now, but it's a similar kind of idea. You're comparing different securities under situations where a variable that determines their price should be the same.